Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, Kyle Welcher finished third at 10 Killer and is coming up in the leadoff role. And later on, Wes Logan, who snagged his second blue trophy in 6 years, will join us in the Rapala Winner Circle. And between them, we introduce you to Mikey Balls, a YouTuber who does a tremendous job educating and entertaining without clickbaiting you with ridiculous claims. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to, man. If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, we're a little disjointed in our top three show. Usually we do our top three show the week after an Elite Series event, but a couple of guys, our winner, Wes Logan, he's coming up a little bit later on in the Rapala winner's circle. And then now we're going to talk to the guy that finished third in the deal, Kyle Welcher. Those guys were tied up last week with another event, so we weren't able to get them in. We did have Andrew Loberg last week. You can go back and listen to that if you want. But we're kicking things off today with Kyle Welcher, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Kyle, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always good to be on the show because usually you got to earn it to be on here. So nice to be back.
You got the most jacked up season going. I mean, you're like, this is like going all in, right? You like go all in. It's all or nothing with you. You either bust or you're, you know, fishing on Championship Sunday this year. It's really odd.
Yeah, it's odd for me specifically because I've always felt like I was a little bit more kind of a middle-of-the-pack, consistent guy. And then this year it's like top five or bottom five. Week after week, it's back-to-back, like great tournament, terrible tournament. I don't have a rhyme or reason for it. It's just kind of how the results have worked out is how it feels.
Now, the last two times that you went up to St. Clair and to La Crosse, you finished about mid-pack, 40, 30, 35, 40, 44, somewhere in there. That easily puts you into the Classic. But do you think limit first in both of those cases? Because those are both places where you can catch a lot of fish. Is your mindset going into that, look, let me lock up and secure this spot in the Classic, and then I'll go hog hunting after that?
Yeah, 100%. Last time we went to St. Clair, I started off the tournament with a live camera, and I caught like 15 2.5 to 3 pounders and threw all 15 of them back because they don't do you any good, so I was just throwing them back. We won't be doing that this time because we don't need as many points. I was trying to win AOI then. Now we just need to make the Classic. So we just need 270ths or – really just make one cut.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 16th place now in the points after back-to-back top 10s. And but you can't really go in thinking 70, right? Because if you go in thinking 70, no. You'll end up 73. You got to go in thinking, you know, let's just get a good bag. Let's make sure that we're fishing on Saturday and then take it from there.
Yeah, the goal is to stay on the pace to win because I always say aim small, miss small. You aim for 23, you come up a little short, you got 21. Like, that's yeah. How I feel, you know?
Yeah, it's a good point. Kyle Welcher with us here. Talk about 10 killer. Did you expect, because you know, I think a lot of us expected that that was going to be an offshore gig, that it was going to be a big scoping gig. You guys get there, the water's real high. You're able to get into places that you probably didn't think you were able to get into, and it kind of played into your strength, right?
Yeah, it absolutely did. You know, I started practice thinking it was going to be a scoping deal, an offshore deal, and I found some schools out there where they were schooled up, like Tennessee River schools.
Mm-hmm.
But a three-pounder was just super, super rare for me to catch out there. I really felt like if you did it all day, 11 to 13 would be about average, and I felt like the better quality were actually living that mid-depth to shallower. The interesting thing about 10-killers, the fish didn't really seem to float up like to make them really easy to catch on scope. They seemed to really want to be on the bottom and, like, in the rocks, and then they would be in bait balls. They would come off the bottom and feed on the bait balls, but they didn't really just float around in the middle of the pocket. So as soon as I figured out that the better quality was up there shallow, you could scope them shallow, like in 6-7 foot. And then the last day of practice, I had actually a good bite or two fishing really shallow up there around bluegill and stuff. That's what kind of keyed me into, you need to be around the bait, the shad spawn and the bluegill that are up shallow. And the quality was just a little bit better. So I just ran and gunned. I was just running gun in places like that the whole tournament. And then by the end of the tournament, we had a pretty good milk run.
You know, you're talking about using the scope in shallow water. Is that something that you do? I mean, you know, I figured that you'd maybe just turn it off altogether, but I'm seeing more and more guys now starting to look into trees with it, you know, looking at shallow spots with it. I saw a video where a guy was looking and he saw the actual root ball of a tree and that he didn't know was down there in like 4 or 5 feet of water. Are you using it in those shallow water scenarios, or are you just turning it off?
You know, I'm kind of both ways. Whenever I turn it on and I'm looking at it, it's usually after I've done work through an area that I have a lot of confidence in. But usually my first pass through a shallow area is just going to be old school, flipping to what looks good, casting to what looks good. And then after I, you know, have caught some or feel like they've repositioned or something, I'll start using that and look out, you know, 5-6 foot, the first drop, stuff like that. But it's definitely a tool that tells you a lot more information about your area that you're fishing. It can get you a couple extra bites, but it's really hard to go all in on it shallow because you have to go slow because the fish are typically in the cover.
Yeah, it would be in the cover. Kyle Welcher with us, coming off his third place finish at 10-killer. He was fifth at the Sabine, so he took these shallow water deals and tore them up pretty good. Now, you gave us one of the catches of the year. When they do the catches of the year video at the end of the season, you with that one up there, first of all, fighting to keep your boat in position in some pretty swift water, and then, you know, hanging that smallmouth up in a tree, having to reach down there and snag that. I mean, that was pretty intense, and that was a good smallie.
Yeah, it was a really good one for 10-killer, and that was unbelievable. I was in such heavy current, I could see the fish, and it was just laying there, and I was like, 2 feet too far away from it to go get it. So it took me like 15 seconds to troll up close enough to where I could actually reach down and grab the fish. But it was a weird feeling to see the fish you need laying there, and the current is so strong you can't hardly get to it.
Yeah. And talk about that. I mean, did you have your trolling motor wide open? I mean, because even when you were fishing the other side where it looked like there was a little bit of a, you know, of a wall there, if you will, you could see how fast the water was moving. And you were like, I can't move. I'm just stuck. This is as far as I can go up this creek.
Yeah, I did. I had it on wide open. But what happened was there was a really shallow pea gravel bar that came up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all that water rushing down through there, it just like gets compressed whenever it gets like on a sandbar like that. So the current was just super, super strong. You think about pinch points as far as being like a narrow spot, but sometimes it could be a shallow spot that increases the current. And that's what that was right there, just where the current was the absolute strongest. And I could not hardly move with the trolling motor, and it was a little bit too shallow to really idle too.
Yeah. What was it? Water temperature-wise, how much different was the water temperature up there with that fast water coming in, which is, by the way, an area that might be dry now. Of course, we've had more rain, so maybe it's not. But what were you experiencing water temperature-wise?
It was like 13 degrees cooler.
Oh, my. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah, very, very drastic change. But we had got all that rain and all that runoff. That's 10-killer's not like some other Oklahoma lakes. It's got a lot of mountains around it, so a lot of that runoff is really cold. But it was like 13 degrees cooler.
Wow, so that would make a difference in firing up the fish. So talk to us about, I mean, you're a shallow water guy, a power fisherman. This is the way you like to make your living. But you're not afraid to go offshore for sure. But talk about, this time of year now, we've had this kind of heat has rolled in across the country. Water temperatures are now into the 80s. Can we still find fish shallow? I mean, consistent fish. Can you still do it, or do you really have to focus on their deep water haunts?
You don't have to focus on deep water. You can definitely still catch them shallow. The brim will be spawning. And where I live, the brim will be on bed until October, really. And shad will be up shallow. The shad will move to the backs of pockets. There's mayfly hatches. There's lots of different baits, like bait fish things that keep them really, really shallow. The problem with when it gets really, really hot is you have to power fish specifically. You can't just go in a bay like you can in March and just like fish all the way around the bay and generate bites. A lot of times those fish, even though they live shallow, they'll school up and they'll school up on really, really specific targets. So you can pull up and fish them and power fish them, but you can't really expand on as much this time of year because they're always going to be hunkered down on an ambush point or the first deep water drop that it may only be from 2 foot to 3 foot, but it's still shallow. They get really, really specific whenever it's hot. And those big ones get in the same place every single day is what it seems like.
Yeah, very, very interesting stuff with Crush City Pro, Kyle Welcher. By the way, hedgehogs paying off for me this year. I mean, that hedgehog has been a real nice little bait, you know, on a little 3/8 ounce sinker with the hedgehog Texas rig. It's been good.
Yep, it's a phenomenal bait. It's got so many unique appendages on it. It's my favorite bait to flip whenever it's. I'm fishing around a lot of pressure. It's just so unique and so different.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you. Good luck up north, and finish up strong, and we'll make sure that we're seeing you in the Classic of Knoxville if you keep this up.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Thank you. That's
thank you.
Kyle Welcher, great fisherman, and of course AOI from 2023. All right, we're going to bring in. We'll come back, and when we return, a little different guy. Mikey Balls, he's up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free.
Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I told you in the open, right, we're going to go off the reservation for a little bit here. I have been watching videos that this dude, Mikey Balls, has been putting together and putting on YouTube for a couple of years anyway. And it's very entertaining, and it's very informative as well. And he's very, very good, and it's been growing like crazy lately. And I live in the same region that he lives in, so, you know, I get to see some of that. And I also lived in Florida for a number of years, and he loves to go down there and shoot a bunch of stuff from down that way, too. So I've been threatening for the last couple of years that I got to get Mikey Balls on the show and introduce him to you guys. And I finally did that, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Mikey, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
What's going on, Tom? I had no idea we were neighbors, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We're that close, man.
Yeah, we're right in the neighborhood. I can't believe I probably at some particular point in time ran into you out there on the lake, because it's not like you can go to Gunnersville on a Saturday in March and not walk boat to boat to boat, right? I mean, find a bridge and you could just hang out there, and that'd be the end of it.
Oh, bro, I'm going to be spying for your Crush City rap, dude. So, yeah, you probably shouldn't have told me about that. I'll be looking for you now, yeah. Man, dropping points, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I kind of like to fish the way you kind of like to fish, I think. Anyway, I mean, I the last time I was on Gunnersville, it's been a month, but I was fishing a tournament there, and we had heavy rain right at the beginning, and we came out of Goose Pond, and I didn't feel like running all over the place, you know, and getting hit with bullets in the head, you know, with the rain. So I just went underneath the little culvert, and I went over by the golf course. You know where I'm talking about, right there by the marina, right?
Exactly.
Right where that par three is. I mean, guys were like getting ready to tee off, and they're hitting it over my head. And I pulled right in there, and there's that little wall. I'm not afraid of giving away some spots, but there was that little wall right there, and the grass goes right up to it. And I caught a six and a five in about a 15-minute period on a frog right up against the wall. I mean, it was glorious. And, you know, so that's the beauty of Gunnersville, right? I mean, you can fish it so many different ways.
Dude, that's what I love about it. And you know what? Like, deep in my soul of fishing, I'm a small boat guy, so I love the fact that there's boat ramps all over the place. Mm. And you can really, in a lot of situations, you can fish right around the boat ramp. You can go mile, half mile, and there's going to be something there, whether it's a ditch, whether it's grass. So you can fish the lake kind of small, and with all the pressure it gets, sometimes you have to, because you almost have to figure out, like, what they're doing. There's fish everywhere on this lake, and sometimes you just got to figure out that little nuance, dude, and that's what's so cool about it.
Yeah, and it seems to be in a revival right now. I mean, I'm very interested. I get James Hall on every year when we do the Top 100 show for Bassmaster Magazine, and I'm going to be very interested to see where they are putting this lake, because right now, this is a top 10 lake in the country. This is a lake that should be, you know, top two or three at the most in the region, because it's fishing that good for numbers of good fish. Now, I'm not seeing eights right now. I'm not seeing any nines or eights like we have in years past. But, man, there seems to be a lot of 4 to 6 pound fish.
There's a few eights running around. I'm sure you know the Nutt Brothers. They just smoked an eight the other day, dude. And, like, there's not a lot of them, but, like, every couple weeks you hear about guys catching them. But, like, the consistency, what blows my mind is the amount of pressure this lake gets, and then the bags, it continually kicks out, even on a weekend, dude. Mm-hmm. You get a weekend derby, like, the top five, top ten are all going to have over 20 pounds. And then it's going to be, like, 17, 18, 19, 16, 16. Everybody's catching fish, and they're all catching these square three-plus, you know, like box-like fat fish. It's ridiculous, man. It can only get better, too, which is even crazier.
Yeah, Mikey Balls with us. Go to MikeyBallsFishing.com, and you can check out his videos. They're really, really good. What are you dropping, three videos a week or something? It seems like there's a lot of your videos that have been hitting lately.
So I try to do two a week. It's always kind of a scramble, and I try to balance it between kind of like realistic, like on the water fishing with me, and then we try to like break down and sit down and do like a commentary topic, you know, whether it's jigs, whether it's, you know, dangling a minnow, some kind of like nuance or tweak or play on some kind of technique, and just dive deep into it.
Now, talk to me about your tournament background. Do you fish tournaments much at all? Have you fished tournaments much in the past?
So I, like many, many fishing people, was pretty darn poor. So back in the day, you know, I fished a lot of little derbies and that, and a lot of little wildcats down Okeechobee, Kissimmee Chain, and I really enjoyed it. And there was a point in my life where, you know, to be totally honest, I just didn't have a lot of money. And mm-hmm. I had to make a choice of kind of going this route of working for myself, taking a chance on it, and shooting some videos. And then I actually run like a consulting business or fishing derbies because it gets expensive, right?
Right.
And I kind of made the choice to shoot the videos and kind of focus on that. And to be totally honest, I never kind of turn back to the tournament stuff. I'll fish a couple little ABAs out of Goose Pond up here, and back in the day I'd fish a Rollins, the RMMC down there in Okeechobee, but I really kind of focused on the videos and focused on my little consulting gig that I got, and kind of never looked back, man.
Yeah, one of the most popular videos at Mikey's YouTube page is a day that he and a buddy went out and caught like 50 pounds in Florida, best five. Do you want to tell us now where that was? Because I don't run a lot of – I spent a lot of time fishing in Florida. I'm not running a lot of 10XDs when I'm running around in Florida, I got to be honest with you. Where were you when you did that damage?
So I'm not going to tell you. But what I will tell you is here's the deal. I'll throw this out. That there's a lot of lakes in Florida that are like central Florida, kind of old – I don't know if they're old like coral reefs or like glacier lakes or whatever – but
they're not glacier lakes. They don't have glacier lakes. Now, they might be mines. They could be like, no, they didn't get all the way down there. I grew up on glacier lakes and the Finger Lakes. They didn't get all the way down there. Now, they might be like old pits and stuff, limestone or sinkholes, you know, sinkholes that are 100 feet deep.
Sinkholes because they're not man-made or anything, but maybe they're sinkholes. Like, there's parts of Florida, dude, like, there's lakes down there that are like 50 foot, 40 foot deep, like in the middle. You know, you're not going to catch them out there. But basically, I like finding funky stuff, and I found a lot of these little smaller lakes that offered some offshore stuff. And I gotta throw a shout out to my buddy JT Kenny. So way back in like 2011, 2012, he took me up here to Gunnersville, to Pickwick, and we were filming some stuff, and basically he wanted to get some like ledge fishing content, some outside of Florida content to kind of mix up with his Florida stuff.
Right.
And bro, he showed me the art of ledge fishing because he was one of the early adopters back then, you know. And I brought some of that stuff down to Florida, and I'm like, where can I try this? I really want to get into it. So I actually kind of used Google Earth and some of the old kind of online, you know, methodologies to find some of these deeper lakes. And bro, like, not all of them are good, but a few of them that I found were absolutely ridiculous. And then I implemented some of the ledge stuff JT had taught me and tweaked it. And I had some great days, man. Some absolute insanity.
Yeah, and one of the things I really appreciate about you and your videos is you seem to have a heart for teaching, you know, and you really explain stuff. It's not just like, okay, I'm going to go out on a lake and jerk fish. All right, so you're going to see me, you know, setting hooks. It's not that. It's you're teaching. You're talking about different techniques. You're talking about hacks and things like that. And you're not really beholden to any one particular manufacturer or brand. And I think that's what makes it fascinating. You're a teacher at heart. You don't even know it. You're Professor Balls is who you are, really.
I like that. That sounds like it should be in a bad kind of movie. But
exactly.
You know, it's funny you say that because I never really looked at it as teaching. You know, when I grew up, dude, way back in the day, it, like a lot of the content we had, Bassmaster Magazine, FLW Magazine, you know, they tell you stuff, but it wasn't always applicable. And I always felt, too, maybe there was what do you call that? It's lying by withholding, maybe, telling the full story about stuff. So I was always frustrated because I felt like there weren't many resources. I didn't really have a mentor. My dad didn't fish, you know, and the old timers back then, dude, they won't tell you anything, like zero. So the way I kind of framed it out and the way that the channel kind of started was more along the concepts of like the internet is everything, right? Everybody's online, and that if I put my little deal online, share what I've learned, then somebody else is going to share what they learn. I can tap into that. They can tap into mine. And it's not even teaching. It's more sort of a like a community thread, right?
Yeah.
Like you grab a little of this because it works for you. They grab a little of that. And that's what I've always looked at it as. Like, I'm always learning. Like you, I mean, you do the same thing. You were telling me you're from Florida. You come up here, dude. And like, it's a learning process. Every day we're learning something or we're failing at something. And for me, it was just sharing that process and then sharing successes, sometimes sharing the failures and putting it up. And yeah. I guess that kind of does render as teaching when it comes down to it.
Mikey Ball's with us. All right, I only got a couple of minutes left, but where are you on the forward-facing sonar issue? I'm running LiveScope this year for the first time. I don't think it's the end of the world as we know it. It's not my bag that much. I really like to power fish, as I said. But I got it, and I think it's kind of cool, and I don't think it's going to ruin the sport forever. What's your take?
I love to catch fish.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So I could care less. Like, dude, guys want to get angry about it, they can get angry. I'm going to go fishing and have fun. So but it's as easy as that.
Does it ruin a professional tournament in your mind? I mean, is it because, by the way, these guys, these young guys, Trey McKinney and those guys, they're showing they can catch them all different ways. That, you know, to think that they're one-trick ponies is wrong. They can catch them every way. But, you know, do you think it takes anything away from the, you know, from the actual enjoyment of a tournament?
So this is where kind of having a YouTuber on is a little different than having the pros. I could care less. If they want to screw up their gig, I don't got a horse in that race.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to go and blow their thing up because that's what will happen, or if it won't blow it up or make people, I don't really care. Like, in the end, my goal, kind of like you said, I want to learn stuff for myself, have a good time. And obviously I draw things from the tournaments, and I actually enjoy the lives when they're doing forward facing because mm-hmm. I like watching how they do things, how they reel the reel, how they're moving the rod differently,
right.
Like stuff like that. So it doesn't hurt my feelings whether they're fishing like old school traditional techniques or they're fishing forward facing. And like I said, I don't got a horse in the race, so I don't care. I'm never going to fish at that level. I don't want to spend the money, dude,
yeah.
So they can do whatever they want.
Mikey Balls has been our guest. Mikey, we need to get together. We're in the neighborhood. We'll grab Lee Means from Garmin, and let's jump in a boat together and have some fun one of these days.
Dude, we will get in some trouble. Me and Lee have jumped in the boat before, and it goes off the friggin' rocker real quick, dude.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
10-4, thanks for having me on, bro. Holler at me, all right?
All right, I will. There you go. Mikey Balls, I'm glad I finally caught up with that dude. All right, let's get a break in here. We'll come back with more Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle from 2 weeks ago at 10 Killer. Wes Logan got the win there, a little ball of eight, and he had an event last week, so he wasn't able to join us last week, but he jumps on board now to talk about what was a very exciting 1 ounce win, and he is on the VMC hook. Wes, welcome in. How are you, man?
Happy to be on here. Thankful for the opportunity. And as far as you saying an exciting win, it was exciting for a lot of people. I don't know if it was for me, but at the end of it, it was. But it was a lot closer than I thought it was, I'll be honest with you.
Man, I'll tell you, you lost that one fish and you went down on Championship Sunday. I thought you got shot from the drone. I mean, you went down in a heap. Hey, and it was like,
felt,
oh.
It felt that way, too.
A lot of
like it was a... I just, you know, as us fishermen and tournament fishing elite guys, you know, we do it so long, we kind of have a number in our head that we think, like, well, if I get to here, or it's the way I was thinking, I was like, if I can get to this number, he's going to have to catch this. I think him catching this is easy, but I think him catching this, well, you know, he would actually have to have a decent day. And I caught that one real big one. It was like, I think it ended up weighing 5-1, you know, kind of mid-morning. And I was like, man, I told everybody before the day started, I was like, I need to catch 2 4- to 5-pounders and I'll have a chance. Because I knew I would have opportunities at 3, 3.5, just the way that, or I thought I would, the way the, you know, the previous days had gone. And I caught that big one. And then like an hour later, I lose one that's probably the same size, you know, relatively 4.5 to 5.5. And I was like, man, I literally had a comeback going and I just blew it. And, I mean, all in all, looking back on it, it made it for a great weigh-in and a great tournament to watch, but it would have made probably saved a few years on my life for sure.
Yeah, well, it was an exciting victory. And you wonder whether or not, you know, I know that obviously with the new payout system and the new entry system where you guys are paying, you know, for all intents and purposes, let's say $1,000 a tournament now to fish these deals. But the difference between first and second place is $80,000. Now, yeah, your investment is different. I get it. But it's still $80,000. So I wonder how much of that pressure is there as well. Like, you know, you're that close to $100,000 versus $20,000. I mean, that's a pretty big drop.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, and you know, the $80,000 is, I haven't really thought about it that way. Obviously, I would you would in a normal situation. When I went out there that day, I never really was, because I was in third and I was literally, I think I was like 5 and some change behind. I think it was almost 5.5 pounds. Yeah. So I knew it was going to have to take a special day. Like, for it was going to be like, have to be meant for me to win. And obviously we were, but it just, I don't know. I honestly, what was going through my head all day was I need those two more AOI points to help me get in the Classic.
Yeah.
The $100,000 kind of never really crossed my mind until, you know, you get there to the weigh and you're sitting in the parking lot, start waiting, and you're thinking, you're like, man, if this would have done happen, or if I would have done this and stuff like that. Like, they told us not to look at Bass Track when we got off the water, so nobody really knew anything. I kind of got the sense, like, people kept coming up. We're talking about, like, you know, you ever done a fish off and this and that, and I'm sitting there going, the only way there's a fish off, there's a time. Like, this must be a lot closer than I think it's going to be. Because I thought I needed 17 or more, which I ended up weighing 16, 14.
Yeah.
But I didn't really think I had, because I caught one late, and I didn't really get to weigh it that well and put it in to see what it jumped up to. So I didn't know exactly what I had, but I don't know, man. It was a whirlwind of emotions, and it really doesn't even seem like it's sunk in yet.
Yeah, talked to Andrew Loberg last week, and, you know, of course, he finished 1 ounce behind you, and it's 1 ounce. I mean, 1 ounce is I mean, that could be a fish spitting up a shad in your live well. I mean, it's 1 ounce. And of course, he had 11.9 on the final day. You had the biggest bag of the final day with that 16.14, just under 17 pounds. So that's what made it, super special as well. We'll get to your season in a moment here. But, you know, this is your second win in 6 years on the tour. Do you ever sit back and just reflect on that? Because there are guys that fish their entire careers. I mean, you know, your good friend Gerald Swindle, two-time AOI, still looking for a blue trophy. And you look at some of the other guys that have fished out there 10, 15 years. They don't win two Elite Series events. You've got two in 6 years. That's pretty, that's pretty special stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of starting to sink in. Like when I've got it obviously on my little mantle deal there, when I walk in, I'll see two. And it just doesn't. Like, I kind of got to pinch myself just because what you said, there's so many fishermen that I look up to that I feel like are way better fishermen than me and, have won one or haven't even had the opportunity to win one. I mean, you mentioned Gerald, like, he doesn't have a blue trophy, but you also can't take those two AOIs away from him, which is, those are trophies that all of us anglers, personally us anglers, strive for, because I think they probably mean a little more to us anglers. Now, the wins are great, don't get me wrong. but yeah, it's, I don't know, and I always feel like when I won at Neely, and everybody has told me, they're like, man, you don't always win on your home lake. Like, that's not a given. I just felt like going into that one, the time of year, I'd fish so much up there, and even with the water conditions changing, like, I mean, I grew up fishing there. Like, my parents would take me there when I was little and just drop me off and let me fish all day. Like, I had seen every situation, any kind of, 200 boats on the lake, 50 boats on the lake. Like, I knew the little places. I was like, if I don't win this tournament, it's my fault. Like, it just, and obviously everything worked out. Like, it was a lot closer than I would have wanted that one to be also. But I just had this feeling like there was kind of an asterisk there. Like, he can only, the only place he won was in Alabama, and it was on his lake he grew up on. And to go to a lake in Oklahoma that I'd never seen before the first day of practice and kind of dial it in and figure out, like, little key details and actually able to, make the opportunities happen and put the fish in the boat it's a really bigger deal to me than the first one. I don't ever take for granted the first one because it probably made my career and was able to allow me to, because when I won there, dude, I didn't really have any sponsors. Like, I had a few, but I think the misconception is you make the elites and you get $200,000 in sponsorships. Yeah. I really didn't even have my entry fees paid for when I won that tournament my sophomore year. So it kind of allowed me to settle down, a little over a year. Me and Riley ended up getting married, so I was able to kind of start a whole life together. So I'll never take that one for granted. But this one means a little bit, put a little bit of an edge on it. Like, yeah, hey, I actually went somewhere else and actually, beat 100 of the best guys in the world.
A slogan with us, talking about his win at Neely Henry in his second year on the tour a few years ago. And I'll just check that question off. I'm glad you went there, because that was my next question, is did you feel like this one here was like verification, by getting this victory, because it wasn't on your home pond. And that's exactly, what you just said there. Now, it was also an opportunity for you, because of the water being so high and so on, for you to do something that you really like to do. I mean, you were in there, flipping bushes and starting out in the marina with the jackhammer, with a bladed jig, and, getting a quick limit there, and then going to the bank and just, floating logs and blowdowns and flipping bushes. I mean, this was old school at its best, and pretty much everybody was doing that. But that must have been a lot of fun for you.
It really was, and I figured the kind of a dock marina deal out pretty early in practice. And I never, to be completely honest with you, I never caught any big ones doing it. Like, I knew that wasn't a way to win at all, not even close. I'm a real big, mental case when it comes to fishing. Like, if I have a slow start during the day and I ain't had a bite by 10 o'clock, normally it doesn't go good for me. Mm-hmm. So I knew, figuring out a way for me to get the ball rolling kind of quick, catching, I knew 12 pounds was probably going to get a check, or I figured around 11 to 13 a day. And I thought if you had a really good morning on those, marinas or anything like that, you could catch that. If you got real fortunate and caught a big one, it just would be a bonus. And I really had one marina I thought was, because every morning I would get out there as early as I could and run as many of them as I could until about 9 o'clock, and it just seemed to die for some reason. I don't know if it was the sun or what. I never really figured that part out. So I would just – I fished one section of the lake the first day of practice, the other section the second day, and obviously the final section the third. And I had one marina. I feel like it was probably one of the bigger marinas on the lake. And I just seemed to be like every bite I got there was a decent fish. Like they all seemed to be pound and three quarter to 2.5 pounders. Again, right. Never saw a big one, but I just happened to like a lot of bites in this one little section of this marina. And I was like, well, if I can like start here, it'd be great. Well, come around to, you know, our off day, and we got the text around 5 o'clock where our boat number runs. I was literally like boat 99, like last. And I was like, there's no way 102 other of our however many we got guys didn't find how good that marina is. Like as many fish are in there, not big ones again, but just a lot of fish. But I was like, I gotta try and start there. Like it's big enough, I'll start in a random place so it maybe catch a few anyway. And I run all the way down there, and there's not a soul anywhere around this place.
Wow.
Like, there's two boats in the whole creek. This creek is humongous, or big for tinkler standards. Excuse me. And I get to fish everywhere I wanted, like, caught 10 or 11 pounds like I thought I would, and it kind of just got the ball rolling for the whole tournament. But I never saw a competitor in that marina in 3 days that was doing what a few guys came in there and were doing, like, the spoon deal, like, jacking a spoon, looking at them on forward-facing sonar and stuff like that. But nobody ever came in, and I don't know, maybe it was just, again, my week, like, nobody really kind of ran into it, but it was a good deal.
And you were throwing that jackhammer up there right up in the slips, and, I mean, usually that's pretty deep water. I mean, you know, I would imagine that was, 15, 20-foot water in there where the slips were, but those must have been fish that were just suspended under the floating docks and so on, that you were just bringing that jackhammer right by them?
Yeah, I was actually, the two marinas, I fished a different one the last day, and that one for the first 3 days, I was averaging probably anywhere over 50 or 70 foot of water.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
They were deep.
Yeah.
Well, they came so far off the bank. I mean, they would literally be in the – and Tinkiller is a deep place anyway. When you got a little bit off the bank, it kind of dropped off. But yeah, they were definitely sitting just – I mean, I don't even think you could really – I never turned mine on the whole tournament, and I really didn't in practice either the forward-facing sonar. I don't think you could have saw them very well because they were so tight to the floats. And I kind of figured out the little deal during the tournament. They were actually in the slit, like the slots of the floats. Like you'll have the floats and then you'll have like a 2 or 3 foot, you know, 1 foot section no float.
Yeah.
They would actually sit like in there. I don't really know why they were setting up. There was no shad spawn. There was some bait, don't get me wrong, and maybe that's just how they, you know, how they live on those things. But I like I said, I figured that out pretty quick in practice and I was just able to run with it. And I think a few guys may have missed it, thankfully for me. But it was just I was able to cover a lot of water on those things. Like, I didn't have to fish real slow. When I figured that out, I could, you know, kind of wind and burn around. And if one was there, they were really aggressive. I thought I had the right color and trailer combination figured out because when I did get a few bites in practice, they were basically all you would see was the line tie coming out of their mouth. I think I caught one on live, the final day, a big small 3-pound smallmouth, and you can't even see the blade. It's so far down, you know, when it ate it. So, and I was just throwing it was a jackhammer, the evergreen jackhammer with the spot remover color, but the trailer was a ghost shad, shimmer shad from Zoom. And it just, I had a couple of them spit some shad up in practice and the profile was just perfect. And I think I just was fortunate enough to figure out the proverbial match the hatch deal. I hate that saying, but it kind of is what it is on that one. So I think that was a big deal there. And like you said, I would transition about, I mean, it was like a light switch went off around 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Like it would be like there wasn't a bass on the marinas. It was crazy.
That is nuts.
And then I would put that jackhammer up and just get the two flipping rods out and kind of put my head down for the rest of the day.
Wes Logan has been our guest. He gets the win at Tinkiller. 21st into points right now, just 9 points out of the top 15, as you got a couple of events left to go here. And, of course, St. Clair will be one thing, and then lacrosse in the upper Mississippi will be something completely different that I think Wes Logan will do really, really good in. Wes, I appreciate you as always. Good job by you getting that victory, and good luck the rest of the way.
I appreciate it, sir. It's going to be a tight. It's going to be a fun last two events. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it will be a fun last couple of events, and he will. And he's going to be a player for sure. There's no doubt about it. He's hot. I mean, he went to that other tournament the next week and led after the day one, and made a nice little check there as well. So he's stroking it pretty good right now. All right, we're going to break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you.
There has been a lot of chatter out there recently about bass and what the future may hold. Now, of course, Bassmaster is our title sponsor, but I really don't have much inside info on what the tournament committee will decide in terms of electronic usage going forward. But what I do see
is the media numbers that the Elite Series generates. And let me be clear. The audience for an Elite event carried over the air on Fox or FS1, along with the streaming components on Roku and at Bassmaster.com, dwarf anything any other organization puts out there. It just does. In fact, this radio show alone is heard by over 300,000 people a week in all its forms. Just thought you'd like to know. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at SportsByline.com and on all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.